الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضاه. واشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله والسلام عليه. أما بعد، continuing with شرح السنة of الإمام البربهاري رحمه الله تعالى. And yesterday, alhamdulillah, we covered the opening of Al-Imam Al-Barbahari rahimahullah, and likewise point number one and point number two. Who can tell me what point number one is without looking? Naam, i'lamu, know that Islam is the sunnah, wa sunnah hiya al-Islam, and the sunnah is Islam. La yaqumu ahaduhuma illa bil-akhar. One of them cannot be established without the other. What's point number two? Min as-sunnah lazum al-jama'ah. Naam. From the sunnah is clinging to the jama'ah. Continue. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ غَيْرَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. Whoever desires other than the jama'ah. وَفَارَقَهَا. And abandons it, departs from it. فَقَدْ خَلَعَ رِبْقَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ مِنْ عُنُقِهِ وَكَانَ ظَالَمُ مُذِلَّ. And he has taken off the yoke of Islam from around his neck, and he is astray, leading others astray. So today, alhamdulillah, point number three, Al-Imam Al-Barbahari rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Naam. So Al-Barbahari rahimahullah, he said, وَالْأَسَاسُ الَّذِي تُبْنَى عَلَيْهِ الْجَمَاعَةِ وَهُمْ أَصْحَابُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَرَحِمَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَجْمَعِينَ وَهُمْ أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَأْخُذْ عَنْهُمْ فَقَدْ ظَلَّ وَابْتَدَعَ وكل بدعة ضلالة والضلالة وأهلها في النار. So he said, the foundation upon which the jama'ah is built is the companions of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم ورحمهم الله أجمعين وهم أهل السنة والجماعة. And they are أهل السنة والجماعة, the people of the Sunnah and the congregation. فمن لم يأخذ عنهم, whoever does not take from them, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ وَابْتَدَعْ, has gone astray and innovated. وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٌ وَالضَّلَالَةُ وَأَهْلُهَا فِي النَّارِ. And every innovation is misguidance, and misguidance and its people are in the hellfire. Brothers, first we'll read from the explanation of الشيخ الفوزان. Then we'll read from the explanation of شيخنا الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله. He said, الشيخ الفوزان قال قوله والأساس الذي تبنى عليه الجماعة. The foundation, as for the statement of the author Al-Barbahari رحمه الله, the foundation upon which the jama'ah is built is the companions of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. الشيخ الفوزان, he said, علق من هم الجماعة الذين هذا شأنهم. Who is the jama'ah about which this is stated? He said, هم أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The jama'ah, they are the companions of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. ومن جاء بعدهم من التابعين, and those who come after them from their students. وأتباع التابعين, and likewise the successors to their students. والقرون المفضلة, and the praiseworthy generations. هؤلاء هم الجماعة. They are the jama'ah. So the jama'ah, as Sheikh Al-Fawzani said, they are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who came after them from their students, min at-tabi'een, wa atba'i at-tabi'een, and from the students of the companions, the praiseworthy generations. Ha'ula, they are the jama'ah. Wa man iqtada bihim min al-muta'akhirin, as Sheikh Al-Fawzani said, whoever follows them from the later generations, هَؤُلَا هُمَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. Likewise, they are the jama'ah. So whoever follows the companions, even those who are from the later generations, they are the jama'ah. Okay, we find them. So whoever follows the companions and the tabi'een and the atba' tabi'een from the later generations, they follow al-qurun al-mufaddala, they are the jama'ah. الَّذِينَ يَجِبُ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يَكُونَ مَعَهُمْ. The jama'ah that it is obligatory upon the Muslims to be with them. Look at that. Continue with that point from yesterday. This is the jama'ah that it is obligatory upon the Muslim. He doesn't have a choice. This is not something that yet has a choice. I'm going to be with them, I'm not going to be with them. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said it is wajib, dini, to be with the jama'ah. So is the Sheikh calling to a cult? And then again, in addition to that, what the brother asked yesterday, this term cult is not even an Islamic term. So you need to define exactly what you mean by a cult. It's a technical term that is used by non-Muslims and it has many different meanings. But that's not gharib for somebody that's ba'id an al-ilm wa ahlihi, that they use terminologies that are not from the terminologies of the people of knowledge. Because firstly, you need to make tahdeed of exactly what you mean by the word cult. Because it may have a meaning that we naqbalu, we accept it and we say it's haq. And it may have a false meaning that we reject it. So Sheikh Al-Fawzan said it's obligatory to be with these individuals who are upon the way of the Sahaba. وَلَوْ نَالَهُ مَا نَالَهُ مِنَ الْأَذَى. Regardless of what amount of harm the person experiences. Subhanallah, look at that. No matter what amount of harm the person experiences, it's wajib to be with the jama'ah. It's wajib to be with those individuals who are upon the way of the companions. No matter what color they are, no matter where they are, no matter where they're from. It is wajib to be with them. He said, وَلَوْ نَالَهُ مَا نَالَهُ مِنَ الْأَذَى وَمِنَ التَّهْدِيدِ وَمِنَ التَّعْيِيرِ وَمِنَ التَّهَجُّمِ يَصْبِرْ عَلَى هَذَا. Regardless of what harm he faces, regardless of the threats, regardless of the abuse, regardless of the attacks and the assaults, he's patient with them. He's patient on that. يَتَحَمَّلْ. And he bears it. Not that they speak about you and they say something that you don't like and khalas, that weakens you. That makes you weak. Your resolve is weakened. Your ayirunak, they insult you. Or they call you a name and now khalas, because of that, your resolve is weakened and you start to water down the fundamentals of al-Islam. No, abadan. The Sheikh said, وَيَتَحَمَّلَ. A person is to be patient. He is to bear it. مَا دَامَ أَنَّهُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. As long as you're upon the truth. As long as you are with the jama'ah. As long as you're upon the way of the companions. بَلْ يَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَهُ. A person has to be patient with that which afflicts him. وَإِلَّا فَإِنَّهُ سَيَكُونُ هَدَفًا لِلْمُغْرِدِينَ وَدُعَاتِ السُّوءِ وَدُعَاتِ الضَّلَالِ. Otherwise, if a person is not patient with the jama'ah, if a person is not patient upon the truth, then the individual will be an easy target for those with evil objectives, from the callers of evil and callers of misguidance. If you're not patient, if all it takes is somebody to call you a name and then you get weak at the knees and you start to compromise about fundamental principles, you're an easy target. If all somebody has to do is threaten you and then you start to get weak at the knees, then you're an easy target. If all somebody has to do, mother, is harm you bil qawl, na'am, then you're an easy target. No, the Sheikh said, wherever you find the jama'ah who are upon the way of the companions, ridwanullahi alayhim, it is obligatory upon you to be with them, wherever they are. It is obligatory to be with them. I mentioned yesterday, ikhwan, make qiyas, what we're reading now, those people that they come home and they graduate from universities and you never see them around the people of the sunnah, but they're with the ikhwanis, they're with the people who have mukhalafat, and they're patient with those errors and those innovations, but they don't have no patience for the people of the sunnah. That shows you that they're far from the methodology of Al-Barbahari, rahimahullah. That's why they don't like studying these books. You don't hear them quoting the salaf of this ummah. He's an easy target. If he's not patient upon the truth, if he's not patient with the jama'ah, then this individual is an easy target for the people with evil objectives. From the callers to misguidance and the evil callers. He's an easy target. And that's what they do. You have individuals, they go on bullying campaigns. So they open, in our time, the way of the people of falsehood, and Allahu A'lam if some of them are Muslim or not, they open up internet forums or internet websites, and they insult and they slander and they do everything that they can do in their power, and they think that they're going to intimidate somebody, and because of that, people are going to stop speaking the truth. Rather, alhamdulillah, if somebody is upon the truth, that should make you, that should be an encouragement to speak the truth even more. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the Quran, Tabaraka wa ta'ala, about those individuals who are upon the truth, وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. They do not fear the blame of the blamers. They don't look at what the people are saying about them. So Sheikh Rabi, he said, commenting upon point number three, the foundation upon which the jama'ah is built is the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, Sheikh Rabi now. Going to the explanation of Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah, commenting upon the point of Al-Barbahari, والأساس الذي تبنى عليه الجماعة هم أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ورحمهم الله أجمعين. The foundation upon which the jama'ah is built is the companions of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah have mercy upon all of them. And they are أهل السنة والجماعة وهم أهل السنة والجماعة فمن لم يأخذ عنهم فقد ضل وابتدع. Whoever does not take from them has gone astray and innovated. وكل بدعة ضلالة. Every innovation is misguidance, and misguidance and its people is in the hellfire. الشيخ ربي, he said, الأساس الذي تبنى عليه الجماعة هو كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The foundation that the jama'ah is built upon, that we have been instructed to cling to, عليكم بالجماعة, it is upon you to cling to the jama'ah. نعم. It is built upon the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَخَيْرُ مَنْ إِلْتَزَمَ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam هُمْ أَصْحَابُ مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فِي الْعَقَائِدِ وَالْعِبَادَاتِ وَالْجِهَادِ وَالْأَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَفِي سَائِرِ الشُّؤُونِ الدِّينِيَّةِ وَالدُّنْيَوِيَّةِ. And the best of those who adhered and implemented the Quran and the Sunnah are who? Na'am, the companions. The best of those who adhered and implemented to the Quran, the best of those who implemented and adhered to the Quran and the Sunnah are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as it pertains to matters of belief, and likewise worship, and also jihad, and enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, and in all affairs, worldly affairs and religious affairs. That is why, brothers and sisters, the person of the Sunnah, he implements the Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim, in all of his affairs, because they're the best of people. Na'am, they're the best of people. So the person of the Sunnah, he tries to imitate the companions when he reads their biographies. But again, in order to imitate someone, to imitate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a person has to be familiar with his sunnah. To imitate the companions, you have to be familiar with their biographies. Na'am, it requires a person learning, knowledge, al-ilm. That is the way of the person of the sunnah. The person of the sunnah, he doesn't imitate rappers. Just because now, for example, Jay-Z starts wearing tight clothes, he doesn't come wearing tight clothes where he bends over and makes in the masjid praying and all of his aura is exposed. The person of the sunnah doesn't do that. Person of the sunnah has izzah. The person of the sunnah has izzah. Likewise, the women. The women, they follow the Quran and the sunnah with the understanding of the Sahaba. They look at who? Aisha radiallahu anha. They look at Khadija radiallahu anha. The mothers of the believers. Naam, all of them. Likewise, the Sahabiyat, Sulaiman, other than them, Fatima radiallahu anhunna. They are their role models. They are the women that they should want to be like. Not like housewives of Philadelphia or whatever area they're filming in. That's why there are many problems in people's houses. People are too glued to the TV set, worrying about Hollywood. You come home, they're not comparing you in light of Quran, Sunnah, understanding of Sahaba. They're comparing you to the husband of that wife in Hollywood. A good husband, a righteous husband, is in light of the Quran, Sunnah, and understanding of the Salaf of the Ummah. Naam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah said about him, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. In the Messenger of Allah is the best example. He was the best teacher. He was the best father. He was the best husband. He was the best na'am leader. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best example in everything. So na'am, if somebody wants to look, okay, what's the example? How should my husband behave? It's not based on a television soap. It's based upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, implementation of Quran, Sunnah, understanding Sahaba. If a man wants to know how his wife should behave, likewise, Quran, Sunnah, understanding of Sahaba, looking at the Sahabiyat, that is the miqyas. So Sheikh Rabi, he said, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he said, the companions, they are the best. They are the best of those who adhere to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in matters of belief, worship, jihad, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, and in all of the religious affairs and worldly affairs. وَقَدْ أَثْنَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ الشيخ ربيه said, وَزَكَّاهُمْ نَعَمْ وَأَخْبَرَ أَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal praised them in the Quran and commended them, and He informed us that He is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. وَهُمْ خَيْرُ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرَجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, and they are the best nation to have arisen from mankind. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, they enjoin the good, وَعَلَى رَأْسِيَ التَّوْحِيدِ, and at the head of all good is a tawheed. Naam, the Sahaba, they used to enjoin the good, at the head of all good is a tawheed. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, they used to forbid the evil, وَعَلَى رَأْسِ الْمُنْكَرَاتِ الشِّرْكُ وَالْبِدَعِ, at the head of all evil is shirk and innovations. وَلِمَنْزِلَتِهِمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَنْوِيهًا بِمَكَانَتِهِمْ, due to their station with Allah, Allah said about them, indicating their lofty place. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Whoever opposes the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after clear guidance has come to them, and follows a path other than the path of the believers, we shall land them in hell. What an evil path they have chosen. May Allah protect us from that. So listen, ikhwan, about this verse. فَهُمْ رِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ, the companions, may Allah Azza wa Jal be pleased with all of them, كَانُوا عَلَى السِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, they were upon the straight path. مُلْتَزِمِينَ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةَ رَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, they clinging to the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَلْزَمْ سَبِيلَ هَؤُلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, therefore whoever does not stick to the way of the believers, the companions, هَؤُلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, whoever does not stick to the way of these believers, meaning the companions, في عقيدتي, in his belief, وعبادتي, in his worship, وسائر شؤون دينه, and in all of the affairs of his religion. Look what the Shaykh says here. All of the affairs of his religion, all of the affairs, his character, his marriage, all of the affairs of his religion, whoever does not cling to the way and stick to the way of the Sahaba in their belief, their worship, and in all affairs of their religion, has surely opposed the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and followed a path other than that of the believers. فَقَدْ شَاقَ الرَّسُولُ وَاتَّبَعَ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and they have followed a path other than that of the believers, and the believers are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى, and this is after guidance has been made clear to them. Whoever does this, whoever opposes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the way of the companions, the Shaykh, he said, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ يَكِلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَى نَفْسِهِ وَبَاطِلِهِ, whoever does that, then Allah will leave them to themselves. May Allah protect us from that. Because that is destruction. If Allah abandons the individual, that is destruction. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to not leave us to our own selves, طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ, even for the blinking of an eye. Whoever opposes the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the way of the believers, after guidance has come to them, then Allah Azza wa Jal will leave them to their own selves and their falsehood. And He will land them in hell, when what an evil abode that is. فَعَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ أَنْ يَعْرِفُوا قَدْرَ الصَّحَابَةِ وَمَنْزِلَتَهُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَعِنْدَ رَسُولِهِ, it is upon all of the Muslims to know the excellence of the companions and their station with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to follow them in their path. وَأَنْ يَتَّبِعُوا سَبِيلَهُمْ فَقَدْ جَعَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِقْيَاسًا لِلْحَقِّ كَمَا فِي هَذِي الْآيَةِ, as Allah Azza wa Jal has made the companions a scale to measure truth, as comes in that verse, the ayah in Surah An-Nisa. Allah Azza wa Jal has made the companions a scale, a measure, to recognize the truth and the people of the truth. And that is the foundation that the jama'ah is built upon. And that's important, ikhwan. هذا مهم جدا. Al-Shaykh Rabi, he said, it is upon all of the Muslims to know the excellence of the companions, and يعرفوا قدر الصحابة ومنزلتهم عند الله, and their station with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise their station with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَنْ يَتَّبِعُوا سَبِيلَهُمْ, and to cling to their path, to follow their path. فَقَدْ جَعَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِقْيَاسًا لِلْحَقِّ, as Allah Azza wa Jal has made them, the companions, a measure a measure to measure the truth, as comes in that verse that we mentioned from Surah An-Nisa. Na'am. That is a measure. Are we truly upon the way of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim? Are we upon their path? Surah An-Nisa, verse 115. Surah An-Nisa, verse 115. Then the Shaykh, he said, وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And likewise, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِي فَسَيَرَى اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever lives long after me, he will see much differing. There's going to be a lot of differing. The Prophet said it, صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said it to the Sahaba, his companions. رضوان الله عليهم, he said, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever lives long from amongst you, he will see great differing, a lot of differing. What's the solution? He said, عليكم بسنتي, cling to my sunnah. وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِينَ عَضُّ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ. And cling to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa, تَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا وَعَضُّ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, beware of newly invented matters in the religion, for verily every newly invented matter is an innovation, and all innovation is misguidance. So look, cling to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. That is why, brothers and sisters, the people of bid'ah, they try and eliminate the companions. And the Shaykh al-Fawzani will explain why later on. Naam. And inshallah, that will be repeated also as we go on in the book. But the people of bid'ah, they want to eliminate the understanding of the Sahaba. Because without the understanding of the Sahaba, a person is an easy target for falsehood and the people of falsehood. Because whose understanding do you return to? That is why Abdullah Faisal, Naam, that Takfiri, who is in Jamaica, who is Takfiri Dalim Mudil, who makes takfir upon Ibn Baz. He declares Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, to be a kafir. Wal'iyadu billah. That man is majnoon, he's insane. May Allah guide him and rectify his affairs and protect the ummah from his evil. Naam. That individual, I heard with my own ears a clip where he said, Ibn Abbas, he's just a man like I'm a man. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Look how he has the jur'ah, the courage to utter those words from his mouth. And that is kafil to show us that this man is majnoon. He said, I heard him when he was debating someone, trying to justify why he makes takfir upon people without any right. He wanted to escape from the tafsir of Ibn Abbas for the ayah, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلُ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Whoever does not rule by the rule of Allah, then they are the kafirun. He wanted to run away from the tafsir of Ibn Abbas for that ayah. Because the explanation of Ibn Abbas, it goes against the madhab of the Khawarij. Right? So what did he say? The only thing he could say, he said, I'm a man and he's a man. He made mistakes. Men make mistakes. Ya akhi, anta shaytan. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he made dua. He asked Allah azza wa jal to give Ibn Abbas understanding of the Quran. Did he say that about you? The ummah, they recognized the fadl of Ibn Abbas. Umar radiallahu an, Ibn Abbas was young in age. He brought him to the Sahaba to include Ibn Abbas radiallahu an when he was a young man for his knowledge of the Quran. Tafsir of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have the audacity to say that he's a man like I'm a man. He makes mistakes, and then you try and highlight what you believe to be some of his mistakes. The people of bid'ah, they make ta'an in the Sahaba. Why? Because the Sahaba is the bridge between this ummah and the conveyance of the religion of al-Islam. The Quran and the Sunnah. Abdullah Faisal. Takfiri Jild. Brothers in the Sijan, in the prison, I have to be careful about him. Why? Because he talks all that revolutionary type of talk, and somebody may be affected by it just because of the rhetoric and the bravado, but Ahlul Sunnah, we're not moved by that. We're moved by ilm. Somebody talking crazy, it doesn't attract our attention in terms of that, okay, he's talking crazy, we're going to be affiliated with him. No, he has to talk with Quran, Sunnah, understanding Sahaba. So Sheikh Rabi, he continued. He said also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, افترقت اليهود إلى 71 فرقة وافترقت النصارى إلى 72 فرقة وستفترق هذه الأمة إلى 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قالوا من هي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال ما أنا عليه وأصحابي. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said, وهذا الحديث this hadith is صحيح, and I'm going to talk about this. Why? Because this hadith, we have people in this city in Philadelphia بلغني أن هناك في هذه المدينة من يضعف هذا الحديث. نعم, it's reached me that in this city in Philadelphia there's someone who says that this hadith is weak. وهو يسير على طريقتي. نعم, and he walks upon in the footsteps of the other individuals that don't like this hadith. Inshallah, we're going to respond to that حتى نكون على بينة, so that we're upon clarity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Jews, they split into 71 sects. The Christians, they split into 72 sects. This ummah will split into 73 sects. All of them in the hellfire except one. The companions, they said, who are they, O Messenger of Allah? Who is the safe sect? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, ما أنا عليه وأصحابي. They are upon that which I and my companions are upon. They are upon that which I and my companions are upon. So I just finished the statement of Sheikh Rabi first, and then we'll go to the hadith, inshallah, reading from the words of Sheikh Al-Albani. Just to show you that those people that say that this hadith is weak, they have nothing to stand on. And Allahu A'lam, what is their reasons? Alhamdulillah, you read it, it demands that you're upon clarity. And they don't want to be upon clarity, so they want to weaken the hadith instead of submitting to the haqq. Why don't you make your soul submit to the truth instead of weakening that which is established in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Na'am. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, they are upon that which I and my companions are upon today. Sheikh Rabi, he said, وَالشَّرُّ هَذِي الْفِرْقَ الرَّوَافِدُ وَالْخَوَارِجِ. The most evil of these sects are the Khawarij and the Rafida, الذين خالفوا أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في عقائدهم ومناهجهم بل طعنوا فيهم وكفر الروافض الصحابة الكرام إلا نفرا يسيرا. The most evil of these sects are the Rafida and the Khawarij, who oppose the companions in their beliefs and likewise their methodologies, and they reviled the companions, they abused them, and the Rafida declared them to be the noble companions, to be disbelievers, infidels, except for very few of them. Na'am. Going to this hadith, ikhwan, this hadith that the Yahud, they split into 71 sects. The Christians, they split into 72 sects. This Ummah will split into 73 sects. All of them in the hellfire except for one. They said, who are they, O Messenger of Allah? What is the hal of this hadith? The hadith of Iftiraq al-Ummah. The hadith which mentions that this Ummah will split into 73 sects. Ma hal هذا الحديث. We're going to talk about the condition of this hadith. And like I said, the only reason I'm mentioning this, because it reached me that there is an individual in this city, بالذات, who weakens this hadith. نعم, who weakens this hadith, وهو يدعي أنه على السنة والله أعلم بحقيقة حاله. Allah knows best the reality of his state. ما نعرفه لأنه مجهول عندنا, لكن تضعيف لهذا الحديث علامة كبيرة على انحراف في منهجه. However, him weakening this hadith is a sign that he has some انحراف, deviation in his methodology. والله أعلم, and Allah knows best. Sheikh Al-Albani رحمه الله, he mentions this hadith in a Sahiha. So brothers and sisters, go back and read a Sahiha, volume 1, page 404. Volume 1, hadith number 204. So it's page 404, volume 1, hadith number 204. As we will see clearly, this is not just a Sheikh Al-Albani's position. This is the position of the muhaqqiqoon from Ahl al-Ilm. All of the scholars who were known for their precision in research and religious matters. And it is the hadith that was narrated by Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiyallahu an. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and this is the wording of the hadith that the Sheikh mentions, verily before you, there were from the people of the book, those who split into 72 sects. وَإِنَّ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ, and this ummah will split into 73 sects. ثِنْتَانِ وَسَبْعُونَ فِي النَّارِ, 72 is in the hellfire. وَوَاحِدَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, and one of them is in paradise. And هِيَ الْجَمَاعَةِ, and that is the jama'ah. This hadith, Al-Shaykh al-Albani mentioned, he said it's collected by Abu Dawud in his Sunan, Al-Darimi, Al-Imam Ahmad, in Al-Musnad, Al-Hakim, in Al-Mustadrak, Al-Ajurri, in Al-Sharia, Ibn Battah, in Al-Ibana, likewise Al-Lalika'i, Fi Usul I'tiqad Ahli Sunan wal-Jama'ah. He mentions the chain of narration. The ulama of hadith, the scholars of hadith, they analyze the chain of narration for this hadith. Hakim, he said, هذه أسانيد تقام بها الحجة في تصحيح هذا الحديث. الحاكم, نعم, he said, these chains of narrations established the proof in authenticating this hadith. And الذهبي agreed with him. So that's حاكم and ذهبي. Some of them they accused, I've read some of their arguments, they try and accuse الحاكم of being, having تساهل, leniency in grading a hadith. Okay. Al-Dhahabi agreed with him. طيب, not just Al-Dhahabi, Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar, Al-Asqalani rahimahullah, in Takhrij al-Kashaf. Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar, he said, Isnadu Hasan, the chain of narration is sound for this hadith. Again, in the book Taqrib, which I said all of you should, inshallah, try and, if you know Arabic, have it in your library so you can look up the condition of the narrators. He said in a Taqrib, Suduq, the narrator, one of the narrators, that they weakened the hadith on account of him, Azhar ibn Abdullah, he said he's a trustworthy narrator. Naam, so that's Ibn Hajar. Also, Ibn Kathir alludes to the that this hadith is mada, is authentic. Also, in addition to that, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, huwa hadithun sahihun mashhur. Ibn Taymiyyah said it's a hadith that is sahih and it's well known. Also, al-Shatibi in al-I'tisam. So I'm just going to mention to you, mada, the ulama that declared this hadith to be authentic, because somebody may come and say, oh, it's only Shaykh al-Albani that declared it to be authentic. And you people, you blind follow Shaykh al-Albani. No, we're going to show you who you blind follow. And at least, alhamdulillah, when we mentioned that the ulama of hadith that authenticated this hadith, based upon the chain of narration, they are known to be muhaqqiqoon. But the one that you are following, he is known to have shudud. He is known to have strange positions as it pertains to grading a hadith. And he is your only salaf. And you have no other predecessor in that except, na'am, the like of Al-Kawthari and others from the people of misguidance and dalala. Also, Al-Shatibi, rahimahullah, declared it to be authentic. Likewise, Al-Hafidh Al-Iraqi. So how many have we mentioned so far? How many people? From the scholars of today, you have Shaykh Al-Albani, Al-Muhaddith, Muhaddith Al-Asr, the Muhaddith of this time. Naam, also, Shaykhuna Shaykh Muqbir, rahimahullah, declared this hadith to be sound. Also, Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad. Also, the Muhaddith Shaykh Rabi, and many of the scholars. I do not know a scholar of Sunnah today from ulama of hadith that declared this hadith to be weak. Where do they get this from? If you understand where they get it from, inshallah, your amazement will cease. Who preceded them in declaring this to be weak? From this time, you have the deviant Al-Kawthari, who is a deviant, hated Ahlul Sunnah, attacked the Imams of Ahlul Sunnah, despised the people of the Sunnah. Look what Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala says, ikhwan. Look what Shaykh Al-Albani, he said, لا أعلم قلت ولا أعلم أحدا قد طعن في. I do not know any of the muhaqqiqoon, the scholars of hadith who are to be relied upon, who have weakened this hadith, or who have attacked this hadith, criticized this hadith, illa ba'd man la yu'taddu bi tafarrudihi wa shududihi, except for those who, when they're alone in taking a position, their position is not to be relied upon. I repeat that. Al-Shaykh al-Albani, he said, I do not know anyone who has criticized this hadith, the hadith of the splitting of the nation, into 73 sects, all of them in the hellfire except for one. He said, except for someone, when he is alone in taking a stance, and he has a strange position, we don't accept it from him. Does anyone know who Al-Shaykh al-Albani is alluding to? Especially as it pertains to criticizing narrations. The likes of Al-Kawthari, الذي سبق أن أشرنا إلى شيء من تنطعه وتحامله على الطريق الأولى لهذا الحديث. الشيخ الألباني said, we've already clarified his exaggeration, meaning in his criticism, and how he was prejudiced in taking his position with regards to the first chain of narration that he mentioned. Then he goes on to say sometime later, he mentions that the one who took a strange position, and it is narrated from him that he criticized this hadith, the hadith of the splitting of the nations, is Ibn Hazm, ghafara Allahu lahu. Ibn Hazm. So now, these people that take the position of Ibn Hazm and they say that this hadith is weak, do they take the same position of Ibn Hazm about the hadith of music, saying that music is okay because the hadith in Bukhari is weak as well? Do they take that position? فَإِنْ صَحَّ ذَلِكَ عَلِ إِبْنِ حَزَمٍ فُوَ مَرْدُودٌ مِنْ وَجْهَيْنِ Shaykh al-Albani said, if it is authentically narrated that Ibn Hazm, he criticized this hadith, which is authentic. The chain of narration is authentic, meaning it's sound, it is acceptable. Then we do not accept the position of Ibn Hazm for two reasons. Al-awwal, the first, أَنَّ النَّقْدَ الْعِلْمِ الْحَدِيثِ قَدْ دَلَّ عَلَى صِحَّةِ هَذِي الزِّيَادَةِ فَلَا عِبْرَ بِقَوْلِ مَنْ ضَعَفَهَا. That the science of hadith shows us that this hadith, the ziyadah, is authentic. The hadith is authentic. Secondly, أَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَحَّهُهَا أَكْثَرْ وَأَعْلَمْ بِالْحَدِيثِ مِنْ إِبْنِ حَزَمٍ. Those who declared it to be authentic, they are more, and they are more knowledgeable than Ibn Hazm as it pertains to hadith. لَا سِيَمَا وَهُوَ مَعْرُوفٌ عِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ بِتَشَدُّدِهِ فِي النَّقْدِ. Especially where Ibn Hazm is known for being stern and harsh in his criticism of the narrations. فَلَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُحْتَجْ بِهِ إِذَا تَفَرَّدَ عِنْدَ عَدَمِ الْمُخَالَفَةِ فَكَيْفَ إِذَا خَالَفَ. So Sheikh Al-Albani said, Ibn Hazm should not be used as a proof if he takes a position on his own, even if he doesn't have anyone that opposes him. So what about when you have ulama that oppose him? The hadith is authentic. Na'am. Sheikh Al-Albani said, he said, I don't know anyone who has criticized this hadith except for some whose position, when they are alone, their strange positions are not to be relied upon and depended upon. Meaning like Ibn Hazm, rahimahullah. غفر الله له. Who's a scholar. However, na'am, it's known that regarding some narrations, he has some shudud. Like I said, an example of that is the hadith that is in Al-Bukhari. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, there will come a people that they will declare musical instruments to be lawful. Na'am, showing that musical instruments are forbidden. Ibn Hazm, he said that hadith is weak. And he was wrong. He was wrong, clearly wrong in that. Na'am. So that individual who in this city weakens this hadith, he doesn't have a foot to stand on. And he's only following the way of the people of innovation and misguidance, like Al-Kawthari, or he's relying upon an error of Ibn Hazm, غفر الله له. And if he's relying upon the error of Ibn Hazm, then obviously that indicates that he's not rasikh fil ilm. He's just heard somebody say something and he's just repeated the same of it. And the reason why they're allergic to this hadith, because this hadith is from those ahadith that indicate a person needs to be clear in his aqidah and clear in his manhaj, so that he can walk upon the way of the sahaba, and that he, so that he can be or she can be from the safe sect and be safe from the deviant sects who have been threatened with the hellfire. May Allah make us from the safe sect. And I'll close with the kalam of Sheikh Rabi on this point, inshaAllah, with a small ziyad of Sheikh Al-Fawzan. Sheikh Rabi, he said, فَالصَّحَابَ رِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ. So the companions, may Allah Azza wa Jalla be pleased with them, هُمْ الْأَصْلِ الْأَصِيلِ لِأَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. They are the fundamental foundation for the people of the sunnah and the jama'ah. فَمَنْ سَارَ عَلَى دَرْبِهِمْ وَمَنْهَجٍ فِي عَقِيدَتِي. Whoever walks upon their path and their methodology as it pertains to aqidah, creed, and ibadah, worship, their methodology, then he is from Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. So the one who walks upon the way of the companions in their aqidah and their manhaj and their worship, then that person, na'am, is from Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. وَمَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ مِّنْ هَذِهِ. Whoever opposes them in these things, their aqidah or their manhaj, whoever opposes the companions, فَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ وَالضَّلَالِ. Then he's from the people of innovation and misguidance. And misguidance and the people of misguidance are in the hellfire. May Allah Azza protect us from that. تَنْبِيهٌ قَالَ الْمُؤَلِّفُ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ في دعائه للصحابة. The Sheikh said, no, the author said, meaning Al-Barbahari, when he was making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal for the companions, he said, رحمهم الله أجمعين. May Allah have mercy upon all of them. However, what do the people of knowledge say when they make dua for the companions, Sabur? Umar, faddal. Radiallahu an, for one, radiallahu anhum. However, Al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he said, rahimahumullah. So, Sheikh Rabi said, وَقَدْ دَرَجَ أَهْلُ السَّنُوَ الْجَمَاعَةِ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ وَالتَّسْلِيمِ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. He said, أَهْلُ السَّنُوَ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ, أَهْلُ السَّنُوَ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ, the people of the sunnah and the jama'ah, when they mention the prophets and the messengers, they send a salat and a salam upon them. Peace and salutations. When they talk about the Anbiya, when they mention the prophets. And when they mention the companions, as Brother Umar, he said, وَعَلَى التَّرَضِّ عَنِ الصَّحَابَةِ, they say, radiallahu an, for one of them, who is male, or radiallahu anha, if she's a female, or radiallahu anhum, for all of them, may Allah Azza wa Jalla be pleased with all of them, نعم, فَيُقَالْ radiallahu anhum. وَعَلَى التَّرَحُمْ عَلَى التَّابِعِينَ فَمَنْ بَعْدُهُمْ, and whoever comes after the Sahaba, from the Tabi'een, and their followers, after the Tabi'een, when the people of Sunnah talk about them, من المسلمين, they say, رحمهم الله, may Allah have mercy upon them, or for one of them, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy upon them. So the Sheikh just pointed out that, and that is a benefit. Naam. Sheikh Al-Fawzan, commenting upon the statement of Al-Barbahari, when Al-Barbahari said, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَأْخُذْ عَنْهُمْ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ وَابْتَدَعَ. And Sheikh Al-Fawzan, alhamdulillah, لَهُ شَرْحٌ طَوِيلٌ فِي هَذَا, under this point, and we've mentioned some of it, not all of it. Whoever does not, Al-Barbahari, he said, whoever does not take from the companions, then surely they have gone astray and innovated. They have gone astray and innovated. He said, Al-Bid'a ma uhditha fi ddeen wa huwa laysa min. Innovation is what is innovated in the religion which is not from it. So that's simple, an easy definition for bid'a. What's the definition? Tfaddal, akhi. What's the definition for bid'a? Na'am, ma uhditha fi ddeen ma laysa minhu. That which is innovated in the religion that it is not from it. So when a person of innovation, they say to you, Akhi, you keep talking about bid'ah. What about the watch on your wrist? Why do you talk about bid'ah and you're wearing a watch? How do you respond to them, Sheikh Yahya? They say, you warn against bid'ah. You warn against bid'ah and you keep talking about bid'ah. However, you wear a watch on your wrist or you drive a car. That wasn't present in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ahsant, that's not in the religion. A car is in the dunya. Naam, it's a worldly affair. A watch is an affair of the dunya. Naam, the microphone is an affair of the dunya. Bid'ah is what? Ma uhditha fi ddeen ma laysa minhu. That which is innovated into the religion, that which is not from it. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man ahditha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa radd. Whoever innovates into this affair of ours, meaning the deen, the religion, not talking about inventing something of the dunya, inventing a watch or an iPhone or a computer. Have you lost your minds? Naam, that's umur of the dunya. And if it is not harmful, we know that the asr is that affairs of the dunya are lawful. Naam, unless there's a text to say otherwise. وَكَيْفَ يُعْرَفْ أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ. How does a person know that something is not from the religion? He said, إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلٌ. If there is no proof from the Qur'an and the Sunnah, فَهُوَ لَيْسَ مِنَ الدِّينِ, that it is not from the religion. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى يَقُولُ, because Allah the Most High, He said, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. This day I have perfected your religion for you. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 3, فَالدِّينُ كَامِلٌ. The religion is complete, it is perfect. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ, and all praise is due to Allah. لَا يَقْبَلُ الزِّيَادَاتِ. No one can add to it or take away from it. It is perfect. It is complete. That which was not from the religion at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when this verse was revealed, is not from the religion after that, because Allah said He perfected and completed the religion. Also, brothers and sisters, Sheikh Al-Fawzan in his sharh, he mentioned a beautiful point. He said, وَسَيَأْتِي تَوْضِيح, that it will come later on. مَا أَحْدَثَ قَوْمٌ بِدْعَةً إِلَّا نُزِعَ مِثْلُهَا مِنَ السُّنَّةِ. And this narration is from some of the Salaf themselves. A person does not innovate an innovation except that the like of it is removed from the Sunnah. Meaning, when someone practices bid'ah, it takes them away from the Sunnah. Some of the Sunnah is taken from them. And that's haq. That is true. Why? I'll give an example in this time. Where individuals, the Mawlid, the Mawlid al-Nabi, those, they get together They celebrate the Prophet's birthday. They sing and they dance with their anashids. All types of muhdathat, bid'ah fi deen. And those individuals, they don't follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not in their appearance, not in their conduct, not in their ibadat. So they are negligent in the sunnah in many areas. But in that innovation, they cling to it with their molar teeth. Another example, brothers and sisters, is something even where people, they imitate the people of their land, and it causes them to some people to be negligent about the sunnah. And I'll give an example. Does anyone know what I'm alluding to? Where they imitate some of the practices of the people of their land, and it can lead to them, even though it's not an innovation in itself, but if they don't take it as part of the religion, but that leads to them. A consequence of that is many of them abandoning a sunnah. Baby showers. And I'm asked this question numerous times. Baby showers. What is a baby shower? I mean, so everyone is clear. When somebody's having a baby, they get together, right, with the mother, and they buy all gifts and so on and so forth, and they take it to the mother, and they have a baby shower. Before the baby is born. Tayyib. This question is a regular question. Akhi, what's the ruling of a baby shower? My wife, she wants a baby shower. So there's all types of chaos and ikhtilaf over a baby shower. Many of those people that have that shidda, they cling to this baby shower, they don't even establish the aqiqah. Which the correct opinion that the aqiqah is an obligation. So they have the baby shower, they get together, they have all these gifts and so on and so forth, but they don't fulfill the right of the child that Allah has placed upon them. If it's a boy, slaughtering two sheep, if it's a girl, slaughtering one. So they worried about a baby shower, but they don't ask about the aqiqah. Barakallahu feekum. Having a celebration for the pregnancy, this is from the legend of the Da'imah. Tarjamtuhu ant? Naam, jazallah khairan. Our brother Anwar, he translated it. Somebody may ask about the baby showers, as we mentioned it. The Lajnat al-Da'imah, the permanent committee of scholars, having a celebration for the pregnancy, if it reaches a certain number of months and after the birth, by reciting what is called the Mawlid Nabawi, Naam, are both innovations, having no origin in Islam. What is legislated for the newborn after birth is the Aqiqah. Two sheep are slaughtered for the boy and one for the girl. Slaughtered on the seventh day, and the child is named, and the boy's head is shaven. This is due to the Prophet's statement, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every newborn is indebted to their aqiqah, which is slaughtered for them on the seventh day. Naktafi bihadha, jazakumullahu khairan, wa subhanaka wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.